going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is time to head back out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaOfHollywood.com.
All right. And Woody, thank you. Pete Prisco, senior NFL columnist for CBS Sports, joins us. And let's go ahead and tease Pete with this if we can.
With the 13th pick in the NFL draft, the Miami Dolphins select.
All right, Pete, I saw it. I saw your mock draft. Go ahead and give me the name, please.
I had Mason Graham falling to him at 13, and there's talk that he might fall down in this draft. And in Miami, you look at their defensive tackle position, it's a disaster right now. So I know people say offensive line. I don't buy it. I think they need to get a defensive lineman.
Wow. We've had a lot of people. I don't know, man. I think Bo and I have just sat here and this old line, every year we talk about this thing and just – And by the way, we do need defense alignment too, to your point. And you think he's got a chance. People keep saying he's got a chance to be like a Christian Wilkins. Have you heard that too?
Yes, exactly. My only concern with – there's a couple concerns with him, and this is why I think he might fall down a little bit. He's not a giant guy when you look at him. And you know, usually when you pick a guy at the top, you want a bigger power guy in there, Jalen Carter type of player. He's not that. Is he – already close to hitting his ceiling because he does so many things so well. I mean, he's a wrestling background. He's got great hands. He's got great technique. The one concern, he's been on the ground a little bit too much. But I think if you're sitting there at Miami, you can – look, I know you got – the offensive line has been bad. We get it. I think Patrick Paul is going to be a good player. I'm in the minority on that one. I'd love
to – No. I'm with you on that. I'm big on Patrick Paul.
It's the two of you now.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, if you watched him college, too, the year before, he was much better – than he was in his final year in college. But I think he's got a ton of potential. I think he's going to be a good left tackle. I think, you know, Jackson, just redid his contract. He's fine at right tackle. They signed Daniels to be the right guard. They got to figure out the left guard. But you don't draft a left guard in that spot. And so I think they're okay on the offensive line. I look at their defensive line. Benito Jones, you know, Siler's a good player, but they need somebody next to him. And I think if you could get a player like that in that situation, I would do it. The other possibility, if he's not there, Walter Nolan is just a dog when he plays. Now, there are some teams that have character concerns about him because he didn't practice hard supposedly all the time. And, you know, he was the number one recruit and transferred schools and all that. But I think they need to get a defensive lineman.
Well, if he doesn't practice hard, this might be a good place.
Of course.
He's got a home right here, man.
That's the whole key. Anybody that doesn't practice hard, anybody who doesn't practice hard, I'm going to Miami.
Hey Pete, you know,
that was
look,
a shot,
Pete. At least at least you're in the trenches. You know, that to me is,
yeah.
You know, I'm a trench guy. I mean, and you know, the people kind of go, dismiss them, but the importance of having those guys in there. So I'm glad you're at least on the line of scrimmage with somebody. But we're talking, I mean, there's so many needs in this team, especially when you lose Jalen and who knows what's going on with Tyreek, and there's holes all over the place defensively, offensively. I don't know, you know, as you go through this draft, I mean, you got to hit on you got to hit on 8 of these draft picks that are going to be, I mean.
Well, I can't hit on that many, Bo. That's going to be hard.
That are at least going to contribute, you know.
Now you need a lot of guys to play for sure. By the way, what do you think of Jalen Ramsey as a player? How good do you think he still is?
I think he's good. I don't think he's great. And so I think, you know, the other part of that is, you know, he had problems. He's had problems everywhere he's gone. Mm-hmm. I mean, think about that. I mean, he did, you know, he hated Vic Fangio. And then last year he never seemed like he was truly comfortable either. And so I think, look, good player, not a great player. And is he worth the aggravation? I think that's kind of the question they asked. And the answer to that question is no. But what do you get back for him? Because the teams have the same. Yeah. So the teams have the same outlook on it with that contract and the aggravation that goes along with it. What are you going to get back for him?
So do you deal him during this draft and get capital, or what do you do? You know, you could go through the draft and you still got him here, but not here. I don't know how that transaction works.
He can't come back, Bo, either.
No, he's
no way he's coming back.
That'd
be poison in the water.
Yeah. No. Well, I mean, and again, are you getting rid of him to try and change the culture? I mean, because let's be real. I mean, you guys know, you're around. You know, the culture isn't very good there. It's not good. And so you do get rid of a veteran like that to try and help, you know, change the culture. Or is it too late? Is that a desperation move because it's too late? It got too out of control. It got too loose, and now you can't rein it in. So I think that those are some of the questions. But you get rid of him, and you create a norm. I mean, look at their core. What was it? Storm, Duck, Cam Smith, and Cater Kohu. I mean, Artie Burns, give me a break. I mean, look, it's not a very good secondary, so you got a problem there if you get rid of him. Then you got two new safeties, right? They're going to be the starting safeties are two new guys that and Davis has never been a great player. I liked him coming out, but he's never been a great player for the Jets. So they have so many questions. This team is in trouble in a lot of ways. I think the looseness of it caught up with them. You have the Tyreek Hill situation, never a good thing. The quarterback is he going to stay on the field? And so I think you add it all up. You got major problems, and where are they in the division? Is New England going to pass them? Because the Jets, I don't know if the Jets' quarterback situation is great, but the Jets have more talent than they do, and Buffalo is clearly the best team in the division. So Miami's in a tough situation. Look, they better win this year because I think there's going to be big changes if they don't.
Let me ask you, we have a whole bunch of stuff. I'm reading CBS last night, and boy, whoever you guys got a hold of to talk about Shedeur Sanders, it was one of the greatest rip jobs I've ever seen about character, about physical talent, about how bad it was, the worst interview they've ever had. How much is Shedeur? It wasn't too long ago. We were talking about he's going to be the first or second pick. We didn't know if it was going to be Cam or Sanders, and now we're in this situation.
When did criticizing a prospect become such a nasty thing in terms of you becoming if you evaluate a player and you don't like him? And I was on last week with a guy and I said that he thinks he's the best quarterback in the draft. I argued with him and I told him I think he's a second round pick. And of course, everybody comes at me. How dare you? Well, that's my evaluation. Yeah. I might be wrong, but that's my evaluation.
What's the biggest problem you have with him, Pete? I'm just curious having dropped to second round.
Usually when I look at a quarterback, I go, okay, is he big and strong? He's not either one of those two. Is he athletic? He's not that. Does he have a big arm? Doesn't have that. Does he get rid of the ball on time? Doesn't do that. He holds the ball. In fairness to him, his offensive line was putrid, but he did have good receiver. He had the guy that's the best player in the draft, the Travis Hunter. I think the Wester kid who transferred from FAU over there, FIU, he's going to be a good player. And so he had receivers. So you can ping him for the offensive line, but he had receivers. I think he holds the ball too long. I just don't see franchise quarterback when I look at him. Now, having said that, I'm not one of those guys that's in love with Cam Ward's game either. I think, you know, he's a good quarterback. I don't necessarily think he's a star franchise quarterback. I don't like the way he throws from the side. I think he, you know, when you the play is 1-2-3, get the ball out, he has a tendency to go 1-2, get out and make a play. But that's a negative in my book because you can get outside the pocket when you don't need to. You turn a bad, you know, what should be a play within the concept and design of the play into a good one, or you take a sack that's 42 yards behind the line of scrimmage. So I think there's a lot of these quarterbacks that people force the issue. You're so desperate for a quarterback, you're forcing the issue, and that's this entire quarterback class, by the way.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Well, let's get into this. Speaking of really needing a quarterback desperately, the Steelers at 21. Aaron Rodgers came out, and by the way, I just thought he looked like a complete clown with his comments on McAfee's show about everything. It's my time. I'll make my own decision. I've earned that right and all that. Meanwhile, Steelers are waiting for him. So what do they do?
Well, I think they're going to give quarterback a consideration. I don't necessarily think they're going to take one. I think that, you know, they might take one in the second or third round, but I don't think they take one. The Steelers have age creeping in on their defensive line, and you look at their history over the years, they've always picked a lot of big people. I think if they're in an opportunity to pick one of the big guys, they'll take a big guy and pass on the quarterback. And then you come back to Rodgers and say, do you want to play? If he plays, he plays. If not, look, with Rodgers, what do they win, 9 games? They're the third best team in the division, right? Because they're behind the Browns, I mean the Ravens and the Bengals. So with Rodgers, they probably win 9 games. Without Rodgers, they might win 9 games. That's just the Steelers' way. They're just, no matter what, they're not going to be a Super Bowl team. I just don't see it. So I think a lot of these teams have to get into the mindset of next year's quarterback class could be really good, by the way. And you can't force one of these guys just to fill it with a guy that you don't necessarily love. And I think that's what you're seeing in this draft. And if the Steelers pick one at 21, I think that's exactly what they're doing.
What about Kirk Cousins? What happens with Kirk Cousins?
Well, look, there's bad blood there in the organization. He kind of laid him out when he said that he was hurt and they didn't say he was, and they got angry about it. They picked up that $10 million option, and they don't have to do anything with him. You know, Kirk Cousins can want to be traded all he wants to. They can make him as their back. They can make him the backup this year. Now, would I do that if I were the Falcons? Absolutely not. I wouldn't want him around. I wouldn't want him behind my young quarterback looking over his shoulder. But they can do that. And so Kirk Cousins has the no-trade clause, but they don't necessarily have to trade him either. They can hold on to him. So I think it's a game of chicken. It'd be interesting to see who wins that. But Kirk Cousins can say all he wants about, I want to go here. I don't want to go to another situation like this. He doesn't control that. He controls, there's a no-trade clause, but the Falcons don't have to trade him. They can keep him, and that's something they could strongly consider.
By the way, you don't really think Pittsburgh can win 9 games with Mason Rudolph and that it'd be the same amount of wins with –
No, Rodgers is better than Mason Rudolph.
I had to call you out a little bit on that.
Traditionally, Mike Tomlin's teams always get to 8-9 wins, no matter who plays quarterback. and they get bumped in the first round of the playoffs.
I just don't see that. To me, that Steelers franchise forever has been a conservative franchise. They've been great at times, you know, number of Super Bowls and all that. They've always been competitive. I mean, they're always, you know, but Tomlin's got them in the playoffs all the time. I just don't, you know, to me, sticking Aaron Rodgers in there.
You don't see that as a fit in Pittsburgh?
No.
I'm not a Pittsburgh kind of guy.
Look, I mean, you know, and look, he basically stunk up the Jets last year and kind of ruined that whole year for him.
He looked good twice.
As long as the Steelers can play the Dolphins 12 games, then it'd be all right, you know?
Yeah, but he was good the last six games. I mean, here's the problem. He could be a bit much. He's a pain in the butt. You know, you hear stories out of the Jets that he was changing plays, when they were sent in, that kind of stuff. But look, you talk about tradition for the Steelers. Traditionally, they draft big guys. And they make it work.
Yeah.
And so I think you know, they've drafted offensive line the last couple of years, and they've kind of fixed that. Now they got to draft defensive linemen, and that's why I think they pass on a quarterback.
Pete, thank you, man. I appreciate you coming. Busy night at CBS for you?
Very busy, yeah. We got a pre-draft show. Then I got to do all these grades for every draft, and they always come back and bite me in the ass. But again, though, Bo, I love it, though. You know, if you don't like practicing – Miami is the place for you.
Pete, I'm not sitting next to you at practice anymore.
You get to play cool songs the next day if you do practice hard.
You get an orange jersey. You really get a good practice. You get an orange jersey.
Don't get in going, Bo. You're a bad guy.
Meanwhile, you got the coaches out there screaming, trying to tell their players what they're doing wrong.
You know. I might go in for a play or two if they're lucky. I mean, I might have that going for them.
Oh my goodness.
P, you're a bad man. You're a bad, bad man. You take care. Have a good night.
All right, guys. Take care.
Pete Prisco, senior NFL columnist for CBS Sports. He's a character, man.
No, he's
by the way, we sit up next to him during practice. He's nonstop. He's nonstop. All right. Hey, thank Pete for coming on here. We got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning. Kim Bocamper in with us, or we're got a lot of stuff with the draft to get to here. By the way, Bo's got one of the greatest stories when this draft thing wasn't as big or nothing like it is today. One of my favorite stories. We're going to have that for you. You're not going to want to miss it because Bo's got some friends that's pretty damn funny. Pretty damn funny what happened for a guy that went in the first round of the Miami Dolphins. Hey, South Florida, time to talk to you about the main man, Anthony Caliendo, the business broker expert. Man, this guy is good. If you're ready to sell your business, he's aggressive. He's got a lot of people looking to buy businesses just like yours, and he is a marketing machine to get the word out there on your behalf to get ready to sell it. Hey, big question right now is, are you ready to sell your business? You've been talking about it for a long time. Are you tired of the stress? Are you tired of the risk? Are you tired of the competition? Are you tired of all the employees? Are you just tired of being tired? And probably your partner's tired of hearing about it. If you're going through it right now, you need to meet with Anthony Caliendo. Most people have no idea what their business is worth. You sit down. Anthony will figure it out for you. The main man will get after it. It's a $2,500 free value to you. So what are you waiting for? It's the 1-800, the main man. He specializes in getting the most money for your business. In some cases, that person is already waiting right now. Call 1-800, the main man. That's 1-800-843-6246 and ask for Anthony Caliendo. That's the main man, or visit the website and learn more about him at themainman.com.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes. which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Otani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.